Play through Sunday. Rick Van Dyke Quartet will be at Tula's on Thursday, and Joe Bach and Steve Lucino will play at Boxley's. Bobby Medina, the trumpet player and composer, will lead a special ensemble in a concert titled Magnifico with the Cosmopolitan Pops Orchestra. Very ambitious undertaking at the Kirkland Performance Center next Friday night. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's 20th season opens with a Basie Bash at Nordstrom Recital Hall on Saturday night, repeated on Sunday afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. Here's a sample of Bobby Medina's music with the Cosmopolitan Pops Orchestra to be presented in concert and celebrating the release of a brand new CD at the Kirkland Performance Center next Friday night. I want to give you a sample of this piece titled Echoes of Cordoba. You've been listening to a piece of music titled Echoes of Cordoba from a new recording by Bobby Medina titled Magnifico, which combines a Latin jazz band and a 23-member orchestra. The music is going to debut in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center next Friday night. Bobby Medina and the full ensemble, including the pianist you're listening to right now, who is the same pianist we heard with the singers from Jazzport Townsend earlier. That's the very versatile Eric Verlinde. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today here on Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next week at this same time with more music. We'll be giving you a preview of the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival. John Gilbert will be joining us at that time. Hope you can be with us. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
Support for KPLU comes from the MBA programs at UW's Foster School of Business, offering a lunchtime Work Plus MBA event on Foster's three ways for working professionals to earn an MBA. On September 30th at the downtown Seattle Library. Registration at foster.washington.edu/workplusmba.
The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Music early on, this music early on, was so much associated with dancing and the styles of that, and the rhythmic connection between the two, the syncopation, the breaks, the silences, the sounds, all of that. Charles A. Prince was the music director for Columbia Records from about 1900 to 1920. He led a band, and he had arrangers, did some himself. And I brought along an example of that, Columbia Records, Prince's Band, it was called, 1913. Cecil Macklin wrote this. It's called Too Much Mustard. And it was associated, well, the actual title is Too Much Mustard, Turkey, Trot, Dance, Music. And that's what it was, and here's what it sounded like. ¶¶ Turkey Trot, called Too Much Mustard, written by Cecil Macklin, played by Charles A. Prince's band, 1913, for Columbia Records. And I'm sure you can look up online, find out what a turkey trot looked like, and the steps and all that. Very powerful connection, and always was. Frankie Half Pint Jackson, now 1940, known as an eccentric dancer in the 30s and early 40s, the kind that would make Mae West blush. He has an outstanding band here for Decca Records. Red Allen, trumpet. Rupert Cole, clarinet. Lil Armstrong on piano. Walter Martin on washboards.
Kind of blues that they play out west, call, put me in the alley, just put me in the alley. You send me, you put me in the alley when you play them blues. I ain't got nothing, I ain't had nothing, don't want nothing but these blues. Just put me in the alley, just put me in the alley. You send me, you put me in the alley when you play them blues.
Put me there now. Can, honey.
Chicago, so they say, you don't mean a thing if you can't play that put me in the alley. Just put me in the alley. You send me, you flip me in the alley when you play them blues. Swing me now. Monday, 4 o'clock in the morning. Looked in the house, found a good gal gone. I got evil and cried, something's wrong. Something's going on wrong. When my gal came home next day, started beating up her chops. I said, stop that jive, you ain't so hot. Tell me what I ain't got. Something's wrong. Something's going on wrong. Well, tell me all about it, babe. Your good gal quits ya after you've been so kind. Don't get drunk, don't feel blue, 'cause liquor won't ease your mind. Just cut out. Something's going on wrong. My gal talked in her sleep. She never done that before. She cried out, oh, Henry. But she knows my name is Joe. So something's wrong. Something's going on wrong.
Frankie Half Pint Jackson, 1940, Decca Records. When they play them blues, he wrote that with Lil Armstrong, who was playing piano there. And Something's Going On Wrong. Perry Bradford did that and borrowed heavily from Frankie and Johnny. Henry Red Allen, trumpet, Rupert Cole, clarinet, Lil Armstrong, piano, and Walter Martin on washboards. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU. National Public Radio. And starting tomorrow, we're going to be asking you folks to help us. And we're here for you, and we know the two times a year we ask you for support, you're there. And as far as this program is concerned, if you would like to contribute to what I do, please earmark your contribution that. And if not, still, send money to the station. It keeps this alive. I talk about it a lot because it's important for all of us to remember those places that are now gone because we didn't frequent them. And that's the business of business. Ruby Braff, 1956, going to play his trumpet.
Thank you.
Lee Braff playing his trumpet. Epic Records, 1956. Lawrence Brown, trombone. Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophone. Ernie Caceres, baritone saxophone. Don Elliott on vibes. Nat Pierce at the piano. Freddie Green, guitar. Eddie Jones on bass. And Buzzy Druten right there on the drums. You're Lucky to Me, written by UB Blake, and It's Wonderful by George Gershwin. Ruby Braff. Listen, this is the last Sunday of the month. El Malecon, 1122 Post Avenue. That's First and Seneca, downtown Seattle. 6:30 on. Now, I talk about it because it's one of those things we just talked about. You know, what you can hear there is what you hear here. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. Bob Hammer's great arrangements and others' great arrangements and ensemble playing. Beautiful solos. That's what this is about, improvisatory stuff. An arranger and composer, what he's doing is improvising. He's just putting it on paper. La-di-da-di-da-da, and then he puts it down. And you can go there, and you can have a fine meal, and you can have a great time, and you can go talk to the artists. They're right there. The El Malecon, 1122 Post Avenue, that's First and Seneca, downtown Seattle. The place starts swinging at 6:30. And you get down there. I can't because I'm here. By the time I get up there, it'll be gone. I mean, closed or not. But you can. And it's a special kind of thing for you. It's a history, all bundled up in some people that love it and of different ages. Starting at 6:30 tonight. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. Roosevelt Sykes. That's right. Roosevelt Sykes. He's going to be singing and playing the piano a couple of things that he wrote. He's also known as the Honey Dripper. This happened in 1937 in Chicago for Decca Records.
That girl is built up from the ground. All day in the morning makes my love come tumbling down. If you want to be my woman, you know you can't run around. If you wanna be my woman, you know I ain't gonna let you run around. If you just got to run around, you better stop and lay my money down. If I could only live my life all over again, if I could only live my life all over again. The way I treat some women, it would be a doggone sin. I just scream and I cry when I think about my past life. And I cry when I think of my past life. my schoolmate. She shouldn't have been my wife. She's little and she's low. She can call my name so plain. She can call my name so plain. When I think about my school days, it almost drives me insane. Before we begin, if you stay out all night, darling, I declare that will be the end. Oh, night time is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Just one thing, babe, that I really want you to do. Just love me in a way, mama, and make me think that it's true. Because nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Now listen, young baby, you treat me just halfway right. Don't have me run around, mom, looking for you all night. Because nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Now listen, babe, since we've just met, I want you to please be careful, darling. I really don't want you to forget that nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Now I want you to tell me, mama, after I sing this song, can I take you with me tonight, darling, and hold you in my arms? Because nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love.
Roosevelt Sykes, piano and voice and composer. Little and low, and nighttime is the right time. Decca Records, Chicago, 1937. The Honey Dripper, Roosevelt Sykes.
Support for KPLU comes from Pacific Lutheran University, welcoming scholar and activist the Reverend Dr. Monica Coleman on Wednesday, October 22nd at 7:30 p.m. on the campus of PLU. Dr. Coleman will speak on connecting faith and social justice on the web at plu.edu.
Next up, John Long. Excuse me, John Young. Y-O-U-N-G. I can't even get my right printing there. Chicago, 1962, Argo Records. With him, Sam Kidd, string bass, Phil Thomas on the drums. Different style from Sykes. That's what it is, your own style. The Bridge by Sonny Rollins, and A Beauty from a Long Time Ago by Leroy Anderson. Serenata, John Young. John Young playing the piano, 1962 in Chicago for Argo Records, Sam Kidd bass, and Phil Thomas on the drums. The Bridge, written by Sonny Rollins. He used to go out in a bridge, New York. Wouldn't bother anybody. Get right out in the middle of the bridge and take out his tenor and play. 2 o'clock in the morning. And then Serenata. Leroy Anderson did that. Leroy wrote a lot of stuff for bands in the 40s and 50s. And high school bands did a lot of his work. That's one of them. big hit, I think about 1952, 53, something like that for him. John Young, right here.
Support for KPLU comes from KCTS 9 with Tea Time, an afternoon of British programs, beginning Monday, September 29th. Daytime presentations of masterpiece hits, including Downton Abbey and Upstairs, Downstairs, and others, air weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KCTS 9.
Come on, boys, and play this through. I want to see just what you can do. I've got an old gate here to swing to and fro, and I let all the people hear the show. Boy, that ain't no way for an old gate to move. It sounds too rusty and it's not in the groove. Let's play it so hot that it almost singes. Come on, we'll swing that old gate right off the hinges. With someone new. You thought that I'd try, but I'm singing this song to teach you a thing or two. I'll pop on down, my sweetie pie, and meet the new big apple of my eye. You gave me the gate and I'm swinging. You had it coming, you rascal, you.
Thank you.
Ivy Anderson singing with Duke Ellington's orchestra, 1938, Brunswick Records. She was with that band throughout most of the 30s and just a little bit into the 40s. Then she had a place in L.A. for music and great food called the Chicken Shack. And she died young, unfortunately. One of my favorite singers. You Gave Me the Gate, written by Ellington, and the lyric by Mack Gordon, with some Rex Stewart cornet work in there, which was working fine. Rose of the Rio Grande by Harry Warren and the magnificent Lawrence Brown, soloing on trombone. Ivy Anderson, Duke Ellington, 1938. Stan Getz now is tenor saxophone, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Lou Levy at the piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Shelly Mann on drums, and Norgran Records, Norman Grand's label, one of his labels. This is an old one called Shine, written by Ford Dabney, and then their version of Summertime by George Gershwin, Stan Getz.
Thank you.
Stan Getz, his tenor saxophone, Los Angeles, 1956, Norgren Records. Connie Condoli, trumpet, Lou Levy, piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelley Mann on the drums. Shine, written by Ford Dabney, and Summertime, written by George Gershwin. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. So you might like to hear somebody else's version of Summertime. Gil Evans' arrangement for Miles Davis, 1958 for Columbia Records, followed by Bess. Oh, Where's My Bess?
Thank you.
Miles Davis collaborating with Gil Evans. 1958 Columbia Records, Porgy and Bess, Summertime. Bess, oh, where's my Bess? Lyrical, sad, all of that. Right there. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. The program is The Art of Jazz. John Coltrane wrote one called Miles Mode, 1962 for Impulse. McCoy Tyner accompanying Coltrane's tenor at the piano. Jimmy Garrison on bass and Elvin Jones on the drums. John Coltrane, tenor sax, 1962 Impulse Records, and one he wrote called Miles Mode. McCoy Tyner, piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Owen Jones on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Support for KPLU comes from Value Village Thrift Stores, where local nonprofits receive funding from Value Village for clothing, furniture, and household items listeners donate at their stores. More information available at valuevillage.com.
A reminder, tonight, El Malecon. I mentioned it the first hour, because this is important historically, of course, to be able to go to a place and have something to eat, talk with the artists, and hear just some wonderful creative sounds. Guests dancing by spectacular dancing and singing, all of that. El Malecon is at 1122 Post Avenue, downtown Seattle, at the meeting of First and Seneca, and a little bit toward the water and down the stairs. It's kind of a European setting, if you will, in a way. South of the border, European. El Malecon. Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, arrangements by Bob Hammer and others. Great solos. And you don't want to miss it. These are things you don't want to miss. I mean, you can go. There's so much current material out there for you, and there should be. But the history that you hear on this program, you can hear there. Not all of it, but a lot of it. The basic idea of it. A person expressing himself. All right? And you can talk with these artists. You know? Go up and poke them with your finger. Yeah, he's real. He's right there. It ain't a hologram. It's, yeah, hey, how you doing? El Malecon starts at 6:30. And I know you have a great time. Take some friends down there. All right. Petey Wheatstraw, now 1941, doing some singing for you.
You're gonna come home, find yourself locked out. Boss car's gonna bump you and it ain't no down. You gotta tell me something. Gotta tell me something. You've gotta tell me something. How to get along with you. I got you in dead winter. Snow was falling down. Shoes had no bottom. Your big feet on the ground. You gotta tell me something. Gotta tell me something. You gotta tell me something. How to get along with you. You go to bed here lately. You tied up your hair. I accident set you. Now you as well as any bear. You gotta tell me something. Gotta tell me something. You gotta tell me something. How to get along with you. To get my money, but taking my chin. Now you gotta thrill me like you do other men. You gotta tell me something. You gotta tell me something. You gotta tell me something. How to get along with you. You gotta show me something. Everything you can do. I done got tired of spending my money on you. You gotta tell me something. You gotta tell me something. You gotta tell me something. How to get along with you. We'll be right back. I got home, she had gone to bed. And she's out of living. What she said, you gotta tell me something. You gotta tell me something. You gotta tell me something. I'll get along with you.
Here to tell you about that new dance. Oh boy, you got to come on, like flames of evaporation during the salad long. Got to know your stuff when you get out on the floor. Oh boy, you got to come on, like flames of evaporation during the salad long. Like a queen, my heart jumps for joy when she comes on scene. Oh yes, she can really come on, like flames of evaporation during the salad dawn. Looking at her from her head to her feet, that melody jive, it can't be beat. Oh boy, she can really come on, like flames of evaporation during the salad dawn. Right from a gal from the relief station. Oh yes, she can really come on, like flames of evaporation during the salad dawn. Well, all right.
Two of them for you, Petey Wheatstraw, 1941 in Chicago, for Decca Records. You Gotta Tell Me Something. Roosevelt Sykes, 1941, playing the piano and singing his composition, doing the Sally Long, with his friend, the great drummer Sid Catlett, assisting. Petey Wheatstraw and Roosevelt Sykes. J. Lovell Morton had a friend he did an act with early on in Morton's life. And the guy's name was Frog Eye Moore because he had big eyes that stuck out like a frog. And that became Froggy Moore. Frog Eye Moore. Streamline Froggy Moore. Morton wrote it. Excuse me. This is something for his friend. Rod Class is going to play his clarinet, his quartet, 1944, for Black and White Records. They're going to do Froggy Moore. Sterling Bowes, playing trumpet, James P. Johnson, piano, and Pops Foster on bass. Thank you. Foggy Moore, written by Jelly Roll Morton, played by Rod Kless. His quartet, 1944, his clarinet, Sterling Bowes, trumpet, James B. Johnson, piano, Pops Foster, great bass player. Black and White, 1944, as I said. Then King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, Joe Oliver and his second trumpet, cornet player, Louis Armstrong, Honoré Dutré on trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Lil Hardin at the piano, Bill Johnson, banjo, Warren Baby Dodds, Johnny's brother, playing the drums. And their version, Jeanette Records 1923, of Froggy Moore. I listened to Oliver's, a lot of music. I listened to the brand new stuff, and I listened to the old and everything in between. I told somebody I listen about 6 hours a day, I think, take notes on things, but that band, Oliver's band, collective improvisation, everybody doing their thing. Oliver's not conducting, and there's no sheet music. And it's just thrilling, and it must have been amazingly thrilling for those who heard that band in 1923 on the south side of Chicago. Something different. Way different. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you. And a reminder, the fun drive starts tomorrow. Twice a year, we ask you to support us. And you do. And we're very thankful for that. And I'm reminding you, I don't know if I'm included in the weekend group at the end of the week, whether we're going to be on air doing the pitch for ourselves, but I'll ask you to support me if you like this program, and earmark your call in some way and say The Art of Jazz. It would be very helpful. And if you've done that, I have no complaints at all. Over the years, I started in July of 1982, and what is that, 32 and plus, and this is not for me, believe me, it's for what I'm playing for you, and for you folks. Clarence Williams was a multi-talented guy. He came under criticism because he braggadocio and all that stuff, but heavens, he put a lot of people to work. He wrote a lot, he accompanied a lot, he had great bands. This is one of them. 1933 Vocalion, Clarence Williams and his orchestra doing one he wrote called Harlem Rhythm Dance. The great Ed Allen on cornet, equally great Cecil Scott clarinet, Williams piano, Ikey Robinson banjo, and a great tuba player by the name of Cyrus St. Clair. We'll be right back. dancers went crazy on that, I'm sure. Clarence Williams Orchestra, 1933 Vocalion, and Harlem Rhythm Dance, Ed Allen's beautiful cornet, Cecil Scott's equally so, clarinet, Williams piano, Ikey Robinson banjo, Cyrus St. Clair on tuba. Chase a tune now, September in the Rain, written in 1937 by Harry Warren, lyric by Al Dubin. Chasing it just means different people doing it. George Shearing Quintet, 1949. Dave Brubeck Octet, 1950. Thank you. Chasing September in the Rain, first George Shearing Quintet, 1949, for MGM Records. Marjorie Hyams vibes, Shearing piano. Chuck Wayne guitar. John Levy bass, Denzel Best on the drums. Then, 1950, for Fantasy Records, Dave Brubeck Octet, his piano. An arrangement by David Van Creed, who is playing the tenor. Bill Smith, baritone saxophone. Paul Desmond, alto saxophone. Bob Collins on trumpet. Ron Crotty, bass. Cal Jader on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And we'll hear, too, Chicago Davis, 1949. Camille Howard, 1946.
Feel like traveling, ain't got no traveling shoes. Feel like traveling, ain't got no traveling shoes. I know the road is rocking, I don't want no traveling shoes. Going back to the city, told mama yesterday to get myself some shoes so I could hurry on my way. I feel like traveling, ain't got no traveling shoes. I know the road is rocking, I don't want no traveling blues. Pocket's empty, been gambling every day. So if she gets my shoes, I'll be leaving right away. Feel like traveling, ain't got no traveling shoes. I know the road is rocking, I don't want no traveling blues. Now laughing and I'm grinning, thinking about my traveling shoes. If mama hadn't helped me, I'd still have those traveling blues. Feel like traveling, ain't got no traveling shoes. I know the road is rocking, I don't want no traveling blues.
There's such a happy yearning that's constantly burning within this heart of mine. Two irresistible lips that's longing to be kissed within this heart of mine. Oh, love, where can you be? Come to me, I'd never let you go. All I have is yours to hold, just as long as I shall live.
should come to me. I'd never let you go. Ow! All I have is yours to hold, just as long as I shall live.
Set, starting with Chicago Davis, singing his Travelin' Shoes, with fine work on tenor sax by Hal Cornbread Singer, Camille Howard playing her piano and singing, 1946 for Specialty Records, and Wolf Skidmore's Within This Heart of Mine, Dallas Bartley on string bass, Roy Milton playing the drums, then the incredible Lucky Thompson, 1947, his tenor saxophone, Just One More Chance, written way back in 1931 by Artie Johnson. I rank that with a handful of great paintings in this music. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. On the road now, or on the job, someplace out of the recording studio, the bands in the 30s and 40s, and some in the 50s, went on around the country, around the world, but mostly traveling through the continental United States, stopping at your town. That's right. And you get all dressed up and you go out to a dance hall. And these were incredible ensembles. I mean, 12-piece, 13, 14, 15, 16. In the case of Stan Kenton, 24, 25. Woody Herman, On the Road. This is the Wild Root Tour, Wild Root Hair Tonic. Yep. That was it. Sponsors. A lot of cigarette sponsors in those days, too. You know? Something changes. Woody Herman plays the clarinet, the alto, and sings. And I don't know where these are. I've got them on tape. But they're out there, and, you know, could have been where you were. You went to see them. Long set. You're going to hear them for 22 minutes and 23 seconds on the road. Sit back and relax. Woody Herman. Thank you.
number 49. She's the only one. Sounds that way on the Edson Creek and Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Edson Creek and Santa Fe. Here she comes. Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they all want lifts. The Browns Hotel, lots of them be traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Edson Creek and Santa Fe.
With the yatata yatata and make with the fa sol la.
Suits me. What'll it be?
Good, good, good. One, two. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. Baby, that's you, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. Every time I kiss you, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find a proper adjective. A sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. Baby, that's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Fine, fine. Yum, yum. Good. Baby, that's you.
I can't believe that you're in love with me. Thank you.
kisses too. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love. After all is said and done, to think that I'm a lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Jukebox, Paper Moon. Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be made believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Thank you.
It's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Till the end of time. Playoff you just played off, Woody. Something tells me it had a slight taste of wine sap about it.
That, Cousin Charlie, was a brief prelude to Apple Honey. This number, by the by, was one of the first of our really successful Herman Hurd head arrangements, where we take a musical phrase and build as we go along. In answer to a lot of requests, we've booked it tonight as our big Herman Hurd exclusive. You might care to listen to some very pleasant solo work by Red Norvo, Flip Phillips, and Bill Harris.
Are you ready for Apple Honey, folks? Your attention, please. Walk, don't run, to the nearest exit.
On the Road with Woody Herman, 1946, and all the fun of that, coming around to your town, my town, you know, travel time, something else. Gotta Be This or That, written by Sonny Schuyler, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, written by Harry Warren, Johnny Mercer. Good, Good, Good by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher. I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me, Jimmy McHugh and Clarence Gaskill. Paper Moon by Harold Arlen, Yip Harburg. Till the End of Time, Buddy Kay and Ted Mossman borrowed from Frederick Chopin Polonaise. And Apple Honey by Woody Herman.
Support for KPLU comes from the MBA programs at UW's Foster School of Business, offering a lunchtime Work Plus MBA event on Foster's three ways for working professionals to earn an MBA. On September 30th at the downtown Seattle Library. Registration at foster.washington.edu/workplusmba.
Ragtime now. Syncopated music had its strength between approximately 1890 and 1920, and probably farther than that. But it was interesting because there were so many pianos in this country, and you had people playing rags on the piano. You'd go somewhere and there'd be somebody playing a rag. But it was also performed as much, maybe, by local little bands and orchestras. So, Joplin's 1901, Scott Joplin wrote Paragon Rag. We'll hear David Andrew Frost, solo piano, 1975. And then Paragon Rag, 1987, by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra.
Thank you.
By Scott Joplin, played first by pianist David Andrew Frost, 1975 for MHS Records. Then the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, 1987 for Newport Classic Records. Two versions of a wonderful rag by Scott Joplin. Let's chase Reflections of Beauty by Thelonious Monk. First, 1982, Tommy Flanagan at the piano, George Mraz bass, Art Taylor drums. Then, 1987, Walter Davis Jr. at the piano.
Thank you.
Reflections by Thelonious Monk, played by pianist Tommy Flanagan, 1982, with George Mraz, bass, and Art Taylor on the drums for Ensure Records. Then for Maple Shade Records, Walter Davis Jr., Glendale, Maryland, 1987, solo piano and his version of Reflections. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Support for KPLU and The Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
And to continue now, Gene Roland's band, 1963 for Brunswick Records, great arranging. A Stranger in Town by Mel Torme.
Thank you.
big band for you. Gene Roland, 1963, his arrangements of A Stranger in Town by Mel Torme and A Smooth One by Benny Goodman. Rhythm section, John Bunch on piano, John Beale on string bass, and Saul Grubin playing the drums, and standing out, Jimmy Nepper on trombone and Zoot Sims on the tenor saxophone. Frank Streicher now, 1960 for VJ Records, his alto, Booker Little's trumpet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. 1960 and VJ Records, Frank Stroesier. His alto saxophone, Booker Little's trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Runnin', written by Stroesier, and WK Blues, written by Wynton Kelly. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK, Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
All right, Ken, thanks for another great afternoon of jazz. I've got All Blues on the way next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, September 28th. The moon cruises between two planets early this evening. Saturn looks like a bright star to its lower right, with slightly brighter Mars to its left. The star Antares is below Mars and shines almost the same color, bright orange. Saturn has more than 60 moons of its own. Mars has only two, but their discovery presents an interesting history. Jonathan Swift wrote about them in his 1726 novel, Gulliver's Travels.